Today's Mishavur Yomi is Siman Lamed Beis Sif Chaf Gimel. In Matzah Shechiser Os Achas, if you find in your tefillin that you're missing one letter, Ein Lo Takana, there is no way to fix this tefillin. Now, what does this mean? Why can't you at least scrape off all the subsequent letters? And then you'll still have Kisidra and you'll have all the letters in order. So in principle, you could do that. But look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifka and Kufches, Takana, Behashlama. You can't be Mashav, you can't fill in the letter that you were missing. Why can't you at least scrape the subsequent letters? So he says, Umayri Shemikana, Tzofa Parsha, we're talking about where, from now till the end of the Parsha, Yesh Shemos, there are names of Hashem, She'enam Nimchakini, which are not allowed to erase. Dilavachi, because if not, as we always said, Yigra Sofa. You would be able to scrape off all the subsequent letters, because the halacha is you need kisidron, you need the letters in order. So you could scrape off the subsequent letters. Problem is, if you're missing a shin in Shema, you have Hashem's name afterwards, and you have which you can't erase. So it's basically you're Dunsky. Back in the Shulchan Aruch, Sheim Kain. Why is there no takana? Hayuksuvin shelo kisidron. The letters will be written out of order. Okay, assuming you can't again scrape off the subsequent letters. Upsulin mishum, and the tefillin will be puzzle. This is the source for kisidron. Tilsiv vahayu bahavyasan yiyu. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Vahayu bahavyasan yiyu simin sifkatan kuftes bahavyasan yiyu. Perish. What does this mean? Bahavyasan, the way it is, it should be. Meaning, kaseder shen nichtavos, in the order that was written by Torah, yiksuvin, that's the way it should be written. Yiyu, yiyu. Vahayu, it should be the way that was written in the Torah, in order. That's how it has to be written. It says, vahayu, vahavyasan, yiyu. That's the way it has to be in order, kisidron. Continuing on in the Shulchan Aruch, v'im yiter osachas, if you have one extra letter, and yesh lo takana, you could fix it, al yidei sheyigra osa, you would be able to fix it by scraping off that extra letter. So, imi besov teva o betzchilasa. It's only if the extra letter was at the end, meaning it was you put a shin mem ayin and then a vav, or the extra vav was before the shin, vav shin mem ayin, then you could scrape it off. Avalim min beemtza teva, but if it's in the middle of a teva, shemoa, with a vav in the middle of the word, lo, you would not be able to scrape it off. Now, what's the reason? In principle, you should be able to scrape it off even if it's in the middle. So Shulchan Aruch explains, Mishum de kishiyigror yiyed nire kishtivos. Because when you scrape it off, it will look like two different words. And that's obviously a problem. Now, there will be a way, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, to possibly get around this. So now let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Os achas. If you have one, Mishnah Berurah, sifka and kuf yud. If you have an extra word, one extra letter. He says you can scrape it if it's in the beginning of the end of the word. In kasav teva yisera, if you wrote an extra word, yigrarena, you scrape off the whole word. V'yuchal aniach hamakom chalak, and you can leave the whole word, you can leave that whole space of the word, clear of any words, clean of any words, smooth of any words. Im ein lo osios, if there are no osios, if there are no letters before or after that word that you erased, that you could fan a little bit, make it a little fatter, which would make the tefillin look nicer. But the smooth, clear area that has now been cleared off because you scraped off the word is not going to passel the tefillin. Kol she'ein b'mkomo, as long as in that spot there's no kishir arevach, there's not a amount shebein parsha leparsha, the amount that's considered between two parshios, shehu, which is what? Today, teisha osios, which is the equivalent of 9 letters. So if your word is 8 letters or less, then even if you erase it and that whole area is left blank with nothing there, it would still not passel the tefillin. Again, the reason why scraping in principle is totally okay as opposed to writing is because scraping is not writing. The letters have still been written in order. You just scraped off the extra letter or word. Ulufamin yesh takana afilu bezeh. And even if there are the space of 9 letters in a row that have to be scraped off, there might even be a way to save the tefillin. How? We said you can't have a space of more than 9 OCOs, which is the space that's normally between 2 partios. You can't have it, right? If it's in between, if it's the middle of a partio, you can't have a space of 2 different partios. So how will you be misakin it? Kegon sheyachol lahamshich ha'os. The way you could do this is to extend the os from the teva, from the word shelefaneha, that is before this word that was erased. Kedei lemayit harevach, in order to minimize that space, shel teisha OCOs. In other words, if it's a type of letter that you can go ahead and make a little fatter or expand so that it will be less than a space of Teisha Osios, even if you had a space of Teisha Osios, you'd be able to kasher it by, okay, again, if you had to scrape off words, the equivalent of a space of Teisha Osios, there might be, or more, there might be a way to save it if you could expand the letter in a way that's kasher, that will take up the space, so that there's not a space of 9 letters or more. The Yoser Mizeh, and even more than this, the Ofen Zeh, Shebe Yepasel HaTfilin Machmas HaRevach, and more than this, if it's a scenario where the Tfilin will be puzzled based on the extra space, Az Afilu Im Besium HaTeva Shelefaneha, even if last letter of the word before this big space, and it's going to puzzle the Tfilin, Yesham Hey or Kuf, you have a Hey or a Kuf, Yuchol HaHamshich Gagan, you'd be able to even go ahead. Obviously, it's not a beautiful looking tefillin, but it will save the tefillin from becoming puzzle. You could be mamshich the gag kedei lemayet harevach. You could expand the, okay, of the hay or the kuf, even though that's going to be afal pi sha'al yidei amshacha, even though by expanding and extending the gag of the hay or the kuf, lo yehe haregel, the left regel, you know, detached from the hay and the kuf on the bottom, will not be, right, that left regel of the hay and the kuf besofa, that should normally be at the end of the gag, where the gag is, will not be there because you extend the gag past the left leg. Ain't kapeda b'diyevet. There's no kapeda b'diyevet as long as, right, you have the size of an oath from on the gag, that now the left leg is below, even if the ceiling, even if the gag, even if the roof is extending past the left leg, if you need that to save the tefillin, because the space is more than that of 9 letters, it will save in a kasher the tefillin, even though the left leg is a little in the middle of the letter, it's still kasher. The kasher pi begadim, the b'teva kfula tov yoter limcho kashnia. He says if you have an extra word, which is the same word, let's say they wrote the same word, Shema, Shema, right? The Teva HaRishona Kedin Nechtav. He says you should erase the second Shema, not the first Shema, because the first Shema was written Kedin. It was the second Shema that was written, not Kedin. Kodav HaRishona Yesh Os Sheyochol Lemoshcho. However, if let's say the word Ve'ahafta was written twice, so there, let's say the letter before that, the letter right before Ve'ahafta, Echad has a dalet, which you can extend that letter, so then it'd be better. Tov yoter she'imcho teva harishona. It would be better to go ahead and scrape off that entire word vahafta, even though the second word was the one that was written, you know, after the first word. It's still better in that case to scrape off the first word and expand the letter before it. Kedei lachosh, in order to be choshesh for the das of Rabbeinu Tam, the shir parsha hu shalosh osios. Because he holds that the shear of the parsha is 3 osios, and since he holds that the shear of the parsha is 3 osios, so then, instead of, let's say, scraping off the second word, in which the last letter of the double word cannot be expanded, and then you'll have a space of, let's say, more than 3 osios, let's say if the word is va'afta, so this way you could be choshesh for Rabbeinu Tam, who says the space between parshios is 3 letters, so therefore this would you'd be able to then expand the letter before the first teva, by minimizing the space of letters in between the two words, so that there won't be a space of more than 3 letters. So that, good to be able to be choshesh for the Shita Rabbeinu Tam, if you could in that scenario.
So Shulchan Aruch said that you could scrape off a letter in the middle of a word, not in the middle of a word, at the end or in the beginning of a word, and that would be okay. And it's not going to mess up the parsha of the tefillin because of chok tochos, because of scraping and creating the letter or word from the scraping. Why? Because he's not doing a maisa that's going to create the basic tzura of the os and the teva via scraping off. Rather, the tzura of the os is there and the teva is there anyway. He's just scraping off excess on the sides. So that's okay, and that will not be chok tochos. Kuf yud beis, Mishnah Brura. So he said that if you scrape off a letter in between a word, that's a problem because it will look like 2 words. So he says, upamim, there are ways, shetikun moel, that going ahead and scraping off a letter in the middle of a word will be able to work. Al yidei shigarena, if you go ahead and you scrape off better, so what you do is the yamshich, you extend ha'osh lafaneh, as we said before, you extend the letter that, if possible, could be extended, that is before the letter you scraped off, shetimalei makomo, to fill up that space, and therefore will not look like two words, kigon, like the word lavosecha, right, where shekasav malei vav, after the vase in lavosecha, you wrote it with a vav, right, achar habez, after the base. So what you do is, you grana, scrape off the vav, the yamshich habez, shalafaneh, and expand over the base, the gag of the base, over shetimalei makoma, to fill up the makom, the gag and the bottom of the, you can also expand the bottom of the base, and fill it up, chayin im ha-tikun talui b'chaf, so to, if the tikun beforehand is talui on a cuff, where you can expand the top and the bottom, o dalid or resh, or a dalid or resh, where you can expand just the gag on top, and that will also fill up the space that you erased in front of it, with when you erased the letter in front of it. You can go ahead and you could extend the roof of the resh and the dalet, the roof and the bottom of the beis and the chaf. Add a little bit, lemalei makom o sayasera, as long as you can then go ahead and fill up the space of the extra os shenigara you scraped off, and it doesn't look like two words, you'll be okay. Aval, however, ima os yoshev shalam shichan. But what happens if the letter that you could expand, hein achara os hayasera, if the letter that you have to expand is after the extra os that you scraped off, she'i yashalam shichan, and you cannot go ahead and expand the letter backwards, lachareyan, ad she'yigro mehem tchila, unless you went ahead and did a little scraping of that letter that you want to expand backwards first. Could go in so'or. Let's say you put a shekasav b'tayra. Let's say the word so'or in the Torah, shekasva malei vav. Let's say you wrote an extra vav in the word so'or, which is written without the achara aleph, which is normally written without the vav after the aleph. She'iyah shalom shokha resh l'achara. You can't go and expand back the resh. Right, the aleph you can't expand forward. And the resh after the vav that you scraped off cannot be expanded backwards. Ad she'yigror ragla tchila. The only way you'll be expanded backwards is if you would erase the right leg of the resh and then expand the top of the gag of the resh backwards. And then that would be mevatel the tzura of the resh. And then it would be not, you'd be writing, and that would be a problem of shul kesidron. If you then go ahead and fix up that resh that you want to expand backwards, nimtza kosei shul kesidron. In the end, it's going to be shul kesidron, because if you take off the right leg and then you reinsert it a little further back to take up the spot that you erased, that's going to be shalom kesidron, because that's writing a letter. The ain't takana, and therefore in such a scenario, ain't takana el imken yecholu malos mekomo. The only way you're going to be able to save it, if you have to go backwards, right, to the letter before, al yedei sheyavek tzasa oshel afaneh v'shlacharea. The only way you'll be able to do it, let's say in so'or, is if you could a little bit fatten up the aleph a little bit, and you could fatten up the right leg of the resh a little bit. Shein b'zeh, that, and in a way that it won't be a shinu ya'os. In a way that it won't change the basic tzura of the, let's say, the resh or the aleph for the vav, and yet still fill in the space. But it has to obviously be where it could be done. Masha'en ken gesha osios eshalam shichan hein lefnei ya'os, as opposed to if the osios that you could expand, that you could extend, is before the os hayaseir, is before the os that you erase, azai evshalam shichan harbe, then you would be able to expand, let's say, the resh. If the resh is before this, the letter that was scraped off, the top of that resh, you could expand very far, mibli sheyigra mehem klum, without having to erase anything from that resh. All you have to do is just expand the gag of the resh, if you're going forward as opposed to backwards. Ach yesh l'estapek b'matzos. He has the following question on matzos. Harishon, the first matzos written in the Torah, before the other matzos that have the vav in it. The first matzos does not have a vav in it. It says matzos a couple of times there. The first matzos is not supposed to have a vav. Shadidah liyos chaser. Uksavo malei, and you put a extra vav in there. Umachach hakakach vav, and you have to scrape off, and that's what you did. You scraped off the vav. So could you go in and the tzadi? Now expanding the tzadi, the only way you'll be able to do that is by expanding the bottom, the floor of the tzadi, because you can't, there is no gag of a tzadi. In mogel arichas tzadi lamata, if you could expand the floor, the line on the bottom of the tzadi, lamata achakach, afterwards, odilma, no, kol cheno marech haos lamala, says no, since you can't extend the os on the top by a gag, it's going to automatically be nachshav gishnei tevos. It's going to be viewed as two different words, afal pishas sacha lamata, even though you went ahead and brought the tzadi close to the tuf on the bottom, maybe it's still viewed as two words. V'chein, no saying, the same with the word no saying. She mishpato lios chaser. The word no saying, if it's supposed to be chaser without the vav, and the only way you're going to be able to extend the previous letter is by, again, the bottom of the nun. V'chein hotziyacha, and the word hotziyacha, same thing. Im kaso malei b'yud. Let's say after the tzadi in hotziyacha, you have an extra yud that you have to erase, right? So there, bein tzadik la'aleph. There's an extra yud between the tzadi and the aleph. V'chol elu yesh l'stapik, and all these things, you have a suffix, imeshlam tikun, if you could go ahead and fix the word Bahari Chaos Shalafalabamata by scraping off the letter and then extending the letter before on the bottom floor of the os, as opposed to on the gag, the roof of the os. Umikomakom, kosha nira kishte tevos psula. But for sure, if it's viewed as two different words in between, right, based on the erasing of the letter, then for sure, no matter what, it's going to be considered psula, because it now seems like it's broken up into two words. Allah aval in betchila saksiva mamshich regala tachton shel anun liatzadi. Now, what he's saying now is, although there was a shaila about expanding the bottom of a nun or a tzadi in order to fill up a gap of an erased letter, but if in the beginning when you wrote the nun and the tzadi you expanded the bottom floor of the nun and the tzadi, which he calls the regular tachton, the bottom regal, the floor, koseva osa smucha letocha, if in the beginning when he wrote it, he, in the middle of when he was writing a word using a nun and a tzadi, he then went ahead and koseva osa smucha letocha, he wrote the next letter inside it, kagon, by the word pnei. Let's say the nun of the pnei was extended on the bottom, and then he wrote the yud inside the nun. O artsi, or let's say he expanded the bottom of the leg, the bottom leg, the floor of the tzadi, and then the word artsi, and the yud was in middle. Kasher, it's going to be kasher. Kevan debateva achas niftavu. Since it's all in one word, even if the yud is within the regel of the tzadi, or the regel tachton, the floor led of the tzadi and the nun, it's still going to be okay because it's in the same us. However, he says, mikomakom lechatchila einachal masoske. Still lechatchila, you should not stick your yud inside your nun, or inside your expanded tzadi, because einachal masoske, not proper lavliya os betochos, to go ahead and envelop one os inside the other os, kiyesh machmirin bezeh, because there are those that are machmir in this, and therefore you should not go ahead and do it lechatchila. Sif chaf dalid.
Mutter lichtov al mekom agrar via mekom achak afilu askara. It is mutter to write on the place that was scraped off. Afilu askara, even the Shem Hashem. Lo yimchok be'odo lach. And you should not go ahead and erase when the letter is still liquidy. Eli yavshelo yafa. Rather, we should only scrape off a letter after it already dried well. Ki az yigrar bekav, because then it will scrape off easily. Lo yishayar lo shum roshem. And it will not leave any mark from that letter. Mr. Bura kuf yud gimel, hagrar. Hagrar mikri, when you use the word grar, mikri kishigaroro mishinis yavesh. Grar is scraping off when it is dry. Ba machak, okay, and the word machak, which also sounds like erasing, mikri kishamacho ba'olach. That word is used when you are erasing it when it is still liquidy, before it dries. Umashe kasav v'lo yimchok. And when it says, and you should not be mochek, eitza tova kamash malon. It's just saying, you should not go ahead and be mochek when it is liquidy. It's a tova, it's not meikir adin. Vayim b'pri megadim. However, check the pri megadim, however, shekasav, this is important, dim yishar shum rosham dio. But if, in the end of the day, there is some mark left from the ink, and you didn't get it off good, afilu b'dieved yesh chash b'zeh. There will be a problem with the Eved to write over that, because there is a mark left for the previous letter. And even a word, a regular word, below askara, which is not Hashem Hashem, asr l'chtov al makom zeh. It would be asr to write on this spot that had a mark from the previous letter. We now continue with Sifchav Hei, but before we do Sifchav Hei, we have to do the Mishnah Brura in Sifchav Hei, and then we'll come back, we might not even get to it today, and then we'll come back to the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch in Chav Hei. The reason why we have to go straight to Sifka and Kuf Yud Dalet is because he gives a nice long intro that takes us to the end of the Amud, in almost the end of the Amud in the Mishnah Brura, that is critical for Sif Chav Hei. So let's read. Kol Os V'chulei. Sif Zeh Yivohar Bo Din Shalok HaSidron. This Sif that we're going to be doing, and we discussed this a lot, is spelling out the halachas of Shalok HaSidron, of writing the letters out of order. V'nyan of Arukin, and the halachas here are many. V'chal B'Ktzara, and I will go ahead and I will try to write it very briefly and clearly and concisely. In this halacha, there are three specifics that you have to know. Aleph, im yesh kilkul be'eze os, and Os gets butchered, came in Shanasa Zebe Esak Siva, since it was done when you wrote it, O Shanasa La Achak Siva, or even if it was done after you wrote the letter, Im Nira La Ayin Kol Sha'ain Tsurah Lav, if a person sees this and he sees that the Tsura of the Os is not on it, Kagon Yud Shechasa Lo Raglo, if you see that a Yud does not have its right leg, Hayamini, O Shin, or a Shin Shechasa Lo Yud Echer, or a Shin that's missing one of its Yuds, right, on the top of the Shin, V'choki Aygavna Shechaser, any scenario where it is chaser ba'os eza davar, where the os is missing anything al ad sha'al yedei zeh, and based on the fact that it's missing this, ein tmunaso alav, the tsura and the picture of that os is not on it, afilu ein nidme mishum zeh la os acher, even if it doesn't look like another os, the kasa of the fadav, and you wrote in front of it afterwards, after this os, lo bahani le mishum tikun, you will never be able to fix this tefillin, if you had a Shem Hashem afterwards, and you cannot scrape the letters afterwards, v'afilu im eira sha'tinok kro la'os, and even if you have a scenario where the tino could read it as an os, afilu achi pasul, in such a case it's going to be pasul, mishum shelo kasidron, it's going to be considered lo kasidron. Why? Because even if the tinok reads it, you know and you see that it doesn't have the tsura, it's not going to be good. The kol shekein im al yedei kilkulo, and for sure, if based on the fact that the os was butchered, the chesrono, and it's missing, nidme lo os acher, if it looks like a different os, kigon dalid, if a dalid is clearly, in your eyes, dome le reish, looks like a reish, o beis, dome le chav, or the beis looks like a chav, or a ches, sheva regel smolo, and the left leg of the ches, yev shhevsek, is a break, beit haregel le agag, between the leg of the agag, near a kehe, if your ches looks like a hey, o tzadi, or a tzadi, sheyesh po hevsek, v'mekom negiyas hayud, or the tzadi, has a hesek where it doesn't connect up the yud to the diagonal middle leg of it, latzmuso, to the actual middle of the tzadi. V'nira la'ayin kol, and it looks to everyone like a yud and a nun, and not like a tzadi. V'chol kavna she'ein mashkicha, in all these scenarios, you did not pay attention al tinok, v'lo mahani le'tikun. In all these cases, you did not pay attention to a tinok, and no tikun will help because it does not have the tsuras ha'os beis im al yidei kilkul. If based on kilkul v'chesrono lo nitzad mitzuras alagamre, if based on the fact that the os was butchered or it's missing something, it does not lose its tzura totally. Kigon sheyesh hefsek dak be'eza os b'emtso. If it's a very thin hefsek b'emtso in the middle of an os, v'adayin ikatzuras alav, and its basic tzura is still there. Right? And well, for example, it will not look like the tzadi will not look like a yud and a nun, but just a very thin slice. Ok, go and shalom. Lo hayu a yud and shalom alfin v'ashinin. And right, you don't have the yud of the aleph and the shin v'ragle yataf and the of the tuf. No gim begufa os. It's not touching mamish the os, which it's supposed to, but it's a very, very thin slice. In that case, in tinok lo chakam lo tipesh makirim, in that case, if it's so thin, the break in between, that the tinok in that scenario can be makir the os that it's supposed to be, after lo miskasher os al yedeze mishum de'ein surasa la b'shlemus, even though you won't be able to kasher the os with the kid, because you know that it's broken, because it doesn't have the tsura of the os in its shlemus, but still, al kolponim mahani zeh, still, this will help enough the nishar alav that it has the ikar tsura, it has the court tsura, l'inyan she'emutu l'takno, in a way that you'll be able to fix it by writing over it, v'lo yikra shalok ha'sidron, and we won't call it shalok ha'sidron. So if you have a very thin slice in the middle of the letter, true, it won't be a good letter until you go ahead and you write over that space. But since it basically has the tsura, you can kasher it by writing in that extra spot, and now it'll have the real full tsura, but because it was not totally lacking the tzura, there won't be a problem of locus sidron. And Gimel, finally, the Yesh Odo for Shlishi, Shava Bisha Ika Tzura, so Yesh Alav, even though it has the total tzura, but Tino Korolos, and the Tino could read it as an os, Afilu Achi, even so, Lo Ma'ani Yashim Tzikun, no tzikun will help. How? Kigon Oshin Nifsal Bezadavar, like an os that became puzzle, the os itself. Shetikuno, where the tzikun is Legror Mitzaso, where you have to scrape part of it, Ulekasvo mechadash, and then you have to go ahead and write it totally again. Kagon regula hay vaakuf shenagu lemala va. Right, let's say the regula the hay and the kuf, where the left regel touched the gag above. I feel a nagia daka, even a little nagia kichuta sara, like a little connection between the left regel of the hay and the kuf. And it has the tzura. Anyone can read it. You can see it as a kubah de hay. And a tikkun is legror kol regel. The only way you can save that, as we said earlier, is by scraping off the whole regel, left regel. Because you can't just scrape off the little connection, because that would be chok tochos. And a tikkun is to go ahead and scrape off the whole regel, lukoso mechadash, and write the regel again. There, lo mehani lay front of the alma mishu chok tochos. You can't go ahead and scrape off the top a little bit. That will be that little connection, because that will be chok tochos. And therefore you have to scrape off the whole leg. And then if you rewrite it, it's going to be locus idron. Or if the regular aleph connects to the gaga aleph, meaning where it's not just connecting by a thin bottom leg of the aleph, of the yud, to the middle of the aleph, where the whole yud has it is one line to the middle of the aleph, where you can't scrape off that middle part, because it's going to be chok tochos, and you have to therefore scrape off the whole yud connection to the aleph. Be'eram, shekodem tikuno kasa lefanav, and you have a scenario where you wrote after it, meaning you wrote in front of it, you wrote after it. Bezelo yitzuyer shum tikun, you can't create any fixing. Tatzalach legor kol mashen nifta vipsul, and therefore if you have a shem Hashem afterwards, you toast. Vimkei mashen mesakna chakach, therefore if you fix it afterwards, havi shalokas sidron, it's going to be shalokas sidron, unless you scrape up everything afterwards, and you can't do it because you have shem Hashem. Vyatan Now we can start this sif. Okay, so this intro is for tomorrow sif, and with this we'll be able to get through that sif very well.